Hey there, digital dwellers. Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide through the wild world of screens and all the ups, downs and head spins that come with it. Today, we're diving deep into a feeling many of us know all too well. Social media anxiety. You scroll, you like, you compare, maybe even get caught in that dreaded what are they really thinking vortex. It's real, folks, and it can leave you feeling drained, insecure and just plain blah. But don't worry, this isn't a doom and gloom sesh. We're here to untangle those tangled feelings and find some sanity in the social media storm. So, buckle up, grab your favourite beverage, coffee, tea, or maybe even that treat yourself soda, and get ready to reclaim your digital peace of mind. First off, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Comparison. Ever scrolled through Instagram and felt like everyone else is living this perfect picture postcard life? You know that feeling when you see someone's vacation photos, their amazing dinner spreads, or their effortlessly curated life updates, and suddenly you feel a pang of inadequacy. It's like we're all competing for the best life award on a digital platform, which is pretty exhausting, right? Remember, folks, social media is often a carefully curated highlight reel. People tend to showcase their best moments, their most exciting achievements, and their perfectly filtered lives. It's rarely an accurate representation of reality. Speaking of reality, let's talk about the pressure to perform. Social media can make us feel like we constantly need to be on, sharing our thoughts, opinions, and experiences for validation and approval. We worry about what people think, how many likes our posts get, and whether we're saying or doing the right thing online. It's a never-ending cycle of seeking external affirmation, which can leave us feeling depleted and insecure. And then there's the FOMO factor, the fear of missing out. Social media is designed to keep us hooked, constantly updating with new content and notifications that tempt us to stay glued to our screens. It creates a sense of urgency and pressure to be in the loop, which can lead to anxiety and stress. Here's the thing. It's okay to take a step back, to unplug for a while, to prioritise your mental well-being over the constant brunt of digital noise. Remember, you are not defined by your online presence. Your worth is not measured in likes or followers. You are valuable and deserving of peace, joy, and genuine connection both online and offline. Now, let's talk about something I've seen firsthand. Imagine this, Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer, starts feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of perfect designs on Instagram. She compares herself to others, second-guesses her own work, and finds herself spending hours scrolling instead of creating. Sound familiar? We've all been there. Social media can be a fantastic tool for inspiration, connection, and learning, but when it starts to impact our mental health and well-being, it's time to hit the pause button. Sarah realized that she needed to take control of her digital life. She started by unfollowing accounts that made her feel inadequate and followed those who inspired her creativity without triggering comparison. She set aside specific times for social media use and made a conscious effort to engage with real-life experiences instead of getting lost in the online world. See, even small changes can make a big difference. Let's recap. Social media anxiety is real, but it doesn't have to rule our lives. We can take control by being mindful of our consumption, prioritizing real-life connections, and remembering that social media is just a tiny snapshot of reality. Ready to reclaim your digital peace? Start by taking a deep breath, putting down your phone for a few minutes, and focusing on something that brings you joy. Listen to your favorite music, take a walk in nature, or simply enjoy a cup of tea in silence. And remember, you are not alone in this journey. If you find yourself struggling with social media anxiety, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, or join a community of people who understand what you're going through. And be sure to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and remember, your digital well-being matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.